But it's time once again for It Says in the Papers with Caroline Murphy.
It's another wet morning with Irish Water getting a fair bit of attention. It makes the lead in the Irish Independent, Irish Examiner, the Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Sun. The Examiner leads with a job which it says is still to be filled there. Irish Water has finally started a hunt for a data protection manager, we're told, months after it started the process of demanding and recording customers' PPS numbers. The Independent, meanwhile, leads on those who are already working there and on their bonus structure. Irish Water has agreed to cut controversial bonus payments, says the piece, but only by 4%. We're told that while workers there are in line to receive a maximum of up to 15% of salary, a further 4% payment, which applied to those who far exceeded expectations, has been axed. The story says the move comes amid continued public opposition to charges and with weekend marches planned across the country. And this is the aspect picked up on by The Sun. The headline there is Boiling Point, with the subheadlines Mass Protests to Rock Government, Ministers, We Made Mess. In the story, Declan de Breydoun says the government has conceded it might have to row back on planned water charges, and he quotes Minister Alex White, "We've learned lessons. I don't think this project is ready." It's almost ready for its board to be merged with that of Arvia, however, and what will happen to directorships then makes the front of the Irish Times. Irish Water and Arvia directors to reapply for jobs when boards merge is the headline on a piece there. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, leads with what it says Minister believes we will and indeed do have the right to know about those directors. Leo Varadkar says the public has a right to know how qualified and suitable directors of Irish Water are for their positions, says the story there. For its lead story, though, the Times goes with some good news for those who were subject to public service pay cuts. Howlin' to begin unwinding legislation on pay cuts is the headline. Stephen Collins says that the minister yesterday secured the agreement of his cabinet colleagues to delete a key section of the emergency legislation that underpinned them. The section being abolished, says Collins, gave the government as an employer the right to cut core pay and adjust working hours in order to secure savings in the overall pay bill. The size of the overall pay bill in the social justice sector must be shrinking, however, as sources of funding are drying up and numbers working in it fall. That's according to a piece on the front of the Examiner. Social justice sector will have lost 31% of workforce by end of 2015 is the headline. The story is about a report compiled by researcher Brian Harvey. We're told that making the point that community development has been historically the front line of state outreach to disadvantaged communities, he found that job losses were most keenly felt in the community sector, where there's been a 45% fall in employment levels since before the recession. Also this morning, there's more on the Maria Cahill case. The headline on a front page piece in the Times is Kenny willing to meet IRA investigators. We're told that Taoiseach has written to Gerry Adams saying he is willing to meet the four people named in the Spotlight programme about Ms. Cahill's ordeal, and not anybody else. In The Independent, meanwhile, Ivan Yates considers the Cahill case in the context of the Des O'Malley memoir published this week. Under the headline, Mary Lou should read O'Malley's book to learn that serving Ireland isn't just about following the leader, he says of O'Malley, he exemplified integrity. If you're a CJ high loyalist, you'll find this book tough going, says Yates. And he adds, Mary Lou and other Sinn Féin TDs face the same dilemma as Des O'Malley did in Fianna Fáil. Otherwise, this morning, there's plenty about the farmers. Farmers claim gains in bitter beef price row is the headline on the piece off the front of The Independent. And on the front of The Examiner, there's a piece about Google developing a pill which, when we swallow it, will be able to go through our bloodstreams searching for signs of cancer. But finally this morning, why cancer occurs in the first place is one of those things scientists would dearly love to know. According to a feature on the science page in the Times, it's one of the 10 mysteries that refuse to yield their secrets. And among the others, the origins of life, whether the supernatural is for real, and why we fall in love.
All right, Caroline, thank you for that.